Expo Bomb, and we're here to make you think about death and get sad and stuff.
I'm hearing voices, animal voices, the tremor of cold, the feminine atmosphere, reaching my threshold, staring at the truth till I'm blind.
Howdy zombie time, howdy zombie time, it's time for the Howdy Zombie Time Show. With thrills, kills, evisceration spills, more madness than you can shake a twig at. Because if you're shaking a twig at something in the forest, you probably are going to die with your guts spilled all over the place and a big eye spy full of pizza pie. And I don't know why, but that's how you're going to die. Because I've seen horror movies. I've seen a lot of horror movies. I've seen so many horror movies that if there was all that blood that was ever spilled in all those damn movies pulled it together in one specific thing, I probably would be looking at a lake. A lake full of blinky-dinky-winky-chinky kind of quinky-tinky-tinky-shinky blood. A lot of blood. A lot of blood in those movies. Because I like to watch those movies covered in the blood. But that is not the precipice of tonight's show, now is it? Hello, EW.
What's happening?
I don't know. What's happening with you?
I don't know. I was trying to get something to go with that, but not happening.
Yes, I'm guessing there was a disconnect there.
I was thinking, last week, didn't you do a Mr. Rogers Neighborhood?
Kind of a bit of sort of something.
Yeah, and this week, Howdy Doody, are you watching some old shows?
Nope. I just have old memories.
I'm not touching that.
I know. But I just have to finish writing these quick little things so that I remember what I'm going to speak about in the next few seconds.
The next few seconds.
So, I watched a couple of movies this week.
Did you? What'd you watch?
One of which you're finally going to be, oh good, he finally watched that.
Okay.
One of which I'm going to say, oh, good, I finally watched that. And then a TV series which is like, holy sheep stuff, I love that thing.
Right.
Okay, are you ready?
Yep.
Okay. XXX, The Return of Xander.
About time.
Dude, meh.
What do you mean, meh?
Meh.
That was over-the-top action.
That was predictable. They tried too hard.
I told you were going to critique it outside of the entertainment of the movie.
Okay, popcorn movie? Okay, look, he jumps around and does stuff. Okay, none of this works. That you're going to die doing that. You're going to die doing that. There is no way in hell you're going to do that.
That's what I said. It was far from you have to take, you know, put reality into it and say, oh, well, realistically, you can't do that. No, you're darn skippy, you can't. But for the most part, it was great for being action. It was great for some comedy.
It was okay.
That one girl who's supposed to be like the, I don't know.
The plant, the mole?
No, the one girl that provides all the devices and stuff.
Oh, the geek tech chick.
Yeah.
I liked her.
She was a comic relief.
She was fun. Oh, look, it's Xander. Oh, hey, that's like, what are you, 250? Because, you know, I thought she was funny. Like, don't get me wrong. Movie's not bad.
Kumquat.
Now, like I said, the movie is not bad. It's just not great. Okay.
I think that's where it's going to be a big, big issue between what people think. Because I thought it was a perfect tie-in with the two.
I so went and said, oh my God, are you kidding me? They brought him in at the end.
You knew he was going to come in.
I didn't know that. And seriously, I thought it was lame.
I predicted it.
I'm sure you did. I still thought it was lame. It was the lamest. Okay. They even threw in his stupid expression, I live for this shit. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
That was trying too hard. Now, don't get me wrong. Donnie Yen, loved him in the movie. He was perfect for what he was doing. All of the so-called bad guys in that group, they were awesome. I can't remember the guy of the... I think he's Korean. He could be either Korean or another nationality around there. He was the crazy guy.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God, yes.
With the blonde faux hawk thing. He was good. Because he actually does the whole weird sneaky move things. And it's like, okay, dude, he was cool. The other girl that was on their team, whose name I can't remember, but she looked good in the leather miniskirt.
Mm-hmm.
She was very good action pack too.
Yes.
And then I did really like the fact that there was a good... And this is from my... Okay, let's put it from the feminist side of things slash social studies side of things. I like that there was a balance of women in the groups that actually gave it a sense of strength and diversity as from just a pure... Okay, yeah, see? Hot chicks can be mean too.
Yeah. Well, I think the tie-in... I mean, they took away... In the first one, it was just more of... You know, Daredevil stunts. Second one, I'm not even going to touch.
Yeah, first one was more, hey, look at me. I'm big guy. I walk around and do shit.
Yeah.
And yeah, I've got pretty girls on my arm. That's good.
But they tied in parkour with this one, which actually added to it, I think, better than any of the others. I mean, it put a little more touch of action to where people are like, okay, I know you can't quite do that unless you do.
I'm going to be sticking with the,
Well, you won't see me jumping off a tower and trying to ski.
No, but I totally, every step of the action-based stuff was predictable.
Okay, you know the scene where he's going down the road really fast on the skateboard?
Yes. That was the only practical effect that I watched and said, that's neat, I could see somebody doing that.
People actually do that.
I know people actually do that. I've know a couple people who do shit like that.
I could not imagine myself doing that without becoming a splat on a window.
I've known people who have gone on a longboard and are doing 70 kilometers an hour down a fucking mountainside like that. They're mind you, they're going in a straight line and not doing deviations going around corners and shit. And they're not like high boarding it off the side of a bus right. Or stuff like that. Because yeah, that's insane.
If you even could get it up off the ground to a high board off a bus, you're face planting in the concrete. That's the next.
I don't believe that's. See, that's the thing with the skateboard side of it and doing the rolling like that. I could believe that kind of an effect could be done, but you'd have to be very skilled at it. The biggest problem I had with the skis down the side of the mountainside off the broadcast tower was. You have no way of being able to plan that whole route and not face planting into a tree. Oh, hey, look, I'm good. Oh, okay, splat.
I was waiting for the branch moment.
Exactly. That's what I was thinking. It's like, what? No, no branch.
Yeah, when he jumped through that one tree, I was like, where's the branch? Where's the branch?
Yeah. Exactly. So, I thought it was fun to watch, but yeah, it's not the kind of movie that I'm probably ever going to watch again.
Yeah, that's what I was saying in the beginning. It's clear your mind of the so-called, trying to put realism into it and just do it for entertainment. You'll have a good time.
Like I said, meh, okay time waster.
Okay time waster, okay.
Yeah.
So what's the other movie?
Okay, the other movie kicked its ass.
Well, I'm kind of figuring with you already critiquing this one, so it's got to be zombies.
Resident Evil, the final chapter.
I knew it.
Kind of predictable on that one. Now, I went, what was it, Super Bowl that we just had there this weekend?
Yeah.
So it's like, yeah, I figured that's a great night to go to the theater. And I did. It was only like 20 other people in the theater watching movies. So I actually really liked Resident Evil Final Chapter because they actually created a plot. They actually created the whole background reason for why all this crap was happening. And it made a kind of sense, finally, as to why all this crap was happening. Now, in the same, one of the same critiques I would have for XXX and for a lot of these action type movies now, they had people moving too goddamn fast. Monsters moving too goddamn fast. I wanted to see the flying monster evil things. Like, hey, that thing's cool. I wanted to see it more. But that's just how they play the movies the way they do it now. I thought the action was awesome. I thought it pulled... Okay, so the best things... Do you remember Resident Evil 1?
Yeah.
That was a great movie. It was great because it was simple. It was straightforward. It was a fun little romp through the thing. final chapter was a lot of that, but they've taken a lot of the bits and pieces from the other five movies, and they've peppered it through the movie and given it purpose and direction throughout that actually ends up saying, oh, okay, so those other four movies, they were just messing around. This movie actually makes sense out of them all. Because those other four movies were basically like, let's just run around and shoot things.
So I'm going to ask this question, and it's probably the best one. Did they end it on a cliffhanger, or did they just say, it's done?
Okay, spoiler alerts?
Mm-hmm.
Spoiler alerts.
Go for it.
Everybody got their spoiler alert hats on?
Do it.
Okay, spoiler alerts. So, the premise of the movie is that there is an airborne cure, an anti-venom, for the T-virus. And that Umbrella made that. And that Umbrella has a vial of it available.
Hmm.
Oh, not a cliffhanger. They succeed.
Interesting.
But they do leave it open for more opportunities for continued movies. Because obviously when you release an airborne agent like that, it's not obviously going to affect instantly everyone around the whole world, but it will affect everybody in that area.
Right.
So I personally thought it was extremely well done. I will watch that one again. Probably a couple of times. Once it comes out on Blu-ray, it's like, I'm going to watch that and watch the special features. Can I see what they did? Oh, yeah. I won't say it's a throwback. I won't say it's forced, but it was a throwback to the first movie with the laser room.
Mm-hmm.
But there was a twist. So it's like, okay, that's great. I love the twist.
Hmm.
So, now, on top of that, there was also a TV show I watched.
Same TV show I watched.
No, I watched the whole thing. You just watched one episode.
Yeah, it's going to take a while for me to watch that. That first episode, you need a very strong stomach.
I binged it like a muffin fluffer.
I was going to try, but...
I had seen print ads for that for a little while. I was like, oh, that looks so fun. And I've heard read things about it. It's like, that's so fun. And I was like, okay, awesome. I'm going to watch that. And then it finally came out. It's like, yay! So yeah. I watched half of it on Friday and the other half of it on Saturday.
I howled at the one part in the bathroom, but that was, kind of like a moment of, okay, when this episode finishes, I have to stop.
Yeah, so I'm going to do some spoiler alerting for this show because, well, that's what we do here, right?
Exactly.
So this is a 10 episode series. Half hour episodes each, or 25 to half an hour, whatever. Each episode is different. I'm not a huge Drew Barrymore fan. I do like her. I thought she was freaking hilarious in this movie. Show. Starting off as the I'm just a down kind of person. It's like, yeah, no, I can't really yell at people. No, I can't. No, yeah. I'm not aggressive at all. No, that's horrible.
Yeah, she wanted to be spontaneous.
She wants spontaneity. She wants to be like other girls who can just get what they go for. And, oh, that's so cool. And her husband is like the tame. It's like, yeah, he's just a California dude who's just chilling and going through life and living the way he's going to live. It's all good. It's all good. And then bam. She throws up this red ball thing and just throws up shit all over the place. And it's like... This is the part that you had problems with.
This is okay. They're realtors. They're showing this house to these clients, and major spoiler alert. This is why you need a strong stomach. She just roughs, and I don't mean a little bit.
I love the whole deadpan look of the other the guests that they were showing the house to. It's like,
yeah, and then she's like, "I'm just." I mean, it was this big nasty puddle, like close to a 5 gallon bucket. She's like, I'm just gonna go to the bathroom, and you hear bleh. And then as I love the part that he's taking them around the house, and each time they're in a different room, they talk about something great and bleh.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm pretty sure they used like about 20 gallons worth of spew all over the place in that bathroom.
Yeah.
Now,
to have. I mean, realistically, if somebody lost that much, they're dead.
They'd be dead. Oh, wait. She is dead.
Anyway.
She's undead.
But I love that her comment was, I think I hacked up an organ.
Yes. And later on in the show, I get a really big kick out of the fact that they saved the whatever it was in a bag. Oh, I didn't have any formaldehyde, so I used, I can't remember if it was cranberry juice, pineapple juice, or some other kind of juice. I was like, the guy gives them a funny... By the way, you remember Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.?
Yes.
You remember the one guy that had like four or five, looks like he was brothers or clones or twins and stuff?
Yeah.
He shows up later in the series.
Oh, wow.
Not that character, but he's a doctor. So, did you like Malcolm Reynolds?
I gotta remember which one Malcolm Reynolds was.
Malcolm Reynolds is his character name from Serenity. Firefly?
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah, he was in the... He was very pushy. To a point.
I howled when he showed... Hey, wait a sec, I know who that is. And there's like, okay, he's going to be a goody-goody two-shoes on here. It's like, oh, it seems like he's a nice guy in the show. Do-do-do. And then he's like, uh-uh.
Nope.
He's not a goody-goody two-shoes.
No, but he sure became dinner.
Yes, indeed.
And that was the second point. After already being a little queasy from the nasty scene of...
Chomp!
Yeah, and the husband comes out and sees all that. It was just like, okay... Time to take a break.
Yes. And he's like, ah, ka-tunk. He just faints. It's funny.
Now, I'm going to give you this. Okay, now, if you guys don't understand, I can handle blood and guts. I mean, I've been in hospitals and stuff. You know, I've worked in them as well. So I can handle that. I'm a sympathetic vomiter when it comes to some parts. So my stomach was already queasy. They did... So far, from what I've seen so far, and you can confirm it throughout the rest, they did a great job on making body parts and everything look freaking real.
Not only that, they do it throughout the whole show.
Yeah.
There's a scene later on where somebody's pinky toe falls off, and the guy brings a whole box full of feet over. He's like, well, just pick which one you like, and you just cut it off and set your back on your foot. What? Yes, that person's name.
Nathan Fillion.
I love the show. I've seen all 10 episodes now. I think it just gets funnier throughout the episodes. The whole fact that they're got this whole thing going on in their life and that they have to end up going out killing people for her to live. Because, well, she's hungry. Then you find out in, I think it's in the first episode, you find out that their neighbors is one a cop on the other side and another cop on the other side. One's a sheriff's department, and then the other one is, I think he's SFPD or something. No, not SF, but he's like local police department.
Yeah.
And
major competition.
Yeah, it's like those two guys are always competing against each other. Awesome. When you start developing more characters throughout the show, you just get deeper and deeper into suburban life is just not as bland as you might think it is. There's a whole lot that goes on out there.
Mm-hmm.
It's hilarious. And the geek nerd son of the neighbor next door, who they go to and rely on for, technical advice, develops a stronger role as far as the other characters. The young girl whose name I can't remember right now, who's the daughter. Holy shit, she's hilarious in this.
Oh, yeah, she plays a great role in that.
The first episode, you don't see much of her doing anything, but afterwards, holy crap. It's just, I love the show. Now, we're going to go to, let's go to TV shows.
Okay.
So, I had given EW a homework to look up best TV shows, but he heard me say worst TV shows. But that's okay.
I can't do... See, that's the thing.
That's okay.
We're both the same way when it comes to programs. We watch, if we like, you know, we keep watching.
Correct. So, I don't have any worst TV shows, because my thing is, if I'm watching a TV show and I don't like it, in 5 minutes, I've probably gone somewhere else already.
Unless you're forced to watch them because somebody wants to know if it's going to be good or not.
I am not forced to watch anything.
Yeah, somebody wanted me to watch the OA.
I haven't watched that yet, so I have no idea.
Guess what? It makes my worst list.
Guess what? That's okay. I'm not forced to watch anything. If you are forced to watch something, that's all right for you. I'm not going to have to put up with that shit. So it's okay. So I will let you go with your worst list, because from what I recall, it was not very long.
No, it's not. I'm putting this one on the top, because I like this guy as an actor. He's like a freaking great comedian, which is Eugene Levy.
I like him.
Yeah, and then, of course, Catherine O'Hara is in it as well. If people don't remember her, she's the mother from
Home. You didn't like that show?
Which one?
The show that you're talking about right now?
You watched it?
No, I haven't watched it yet, but I know the show. It's a Canadian show.
It blows chunks.
Uh-oh, now I have to watch it.
No, no, I'm not talking. You're going to pick up a red piece of item out of the... It's horrible. It's called Schitt's Creek.
Yep.
And
not spelled shit as in S-H-I-T. S-C-H-I-T. T. Two T's or one T's?
Two T's.
Yeah, that's all.
They try to make it... I think they try too hard to put comedy in there. But you could tell the actors, except for, of course, Eugene Levy, you could tell everyone else is just nothing. They're just not giving any effort to it. What disappoints me more is it's gone to 3 seasons already.
Fourth is up in development.
Dude, I've only watched 2 episodes. I could not keep watching. I was hoping, you know how sometimes you get, oh, it's the first, the pilot, and the pilots aren't always the greatest. It gets
okay, let me ask you this question. Have you seen a show called Corner Grass?
Sounds familiar, but...
Have you seen a show called Little Mosque on the Prairie?
No.
Okay. I think it's more like it's going to be the difference between Canadian and American humor. I have heard and seen, and I've actually witnessed this difference between... because Canadian humor is much more British, and British humor doesn't necessarily fly as well with American audiences.
Well, then I want to know what you're going to think about it. Because, no, I personally... Some of the comedy we've talked about matches up.
Oh, yeah. I watch American comedies, and I howl. Yeah. But I also watch British comedies, and I howl with that crap, too.
Well, don't get me wrong. Like, one of my all-time favorite shows is Mrs. Brown's Boys. That's hilarious. And this just didn't make it.
Okay. So, all right. So what's your number 2?
Well, I'm going to put the OA in there. Just straight out say it, the OA. Why I watched the whole season, I have no clue.
Well, you were forced to, from what I heard.
Because somebody said, let me know how it's going to be.
Mm-hmm. I didn't say let me know how it's going to be. I didn't force you to watch that thing. Dude, I've got 133 shows, and not only that, I found out that there's another 10 that I have to add to the list.
It's just the worst shows. I have a hard time with. Finally, and I know you're not going to expect me to say this, Legends of Tomorrow.
If I had a worse show, that probably would be on there, because I did watch the first 4 episodes.
Well, I watched the first season, because they went into a second season, and I thought, okay, if they're doing a second season, and they claim that this was all the best, what's the second season? Dude, I've not even watched a single episode. Well, no, I take it back. I lied. I watched 1 episode of the second season, only because it was that
the crossover with The Flash and Supergirl.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
so...
I- Like I said, I couldn't list anything that I hadn't actually seen. And with Legends of Tomorrow, I've only seen the first four episodes. Supergirl, I would probably put in there as well, but I haven't watched it, so I can't compare.
You see, I'm kind of enjoying the newer episodes of the Supergirl.
Okay. So those were your worst TV shows, right?
Those are my worst.
Okay. Ding dong, dang it. Let's go to the intermezzo.
Sounds like a winner. We can do that right now.
Hit the button, damn it! If anybody wasn't aware of, that was Kiss doing You Wanted the Best, You've Got... Okay, we're going into the worst movies list now. Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready?
I am.
Are you with me?
I am.
Okay, I'm going to rhyme these off in no particular order except for the fact that the first two of these movies I'm going to mention are my absolute two most disliked movies that I could possibly ever come up and think of.
Okay.
EW, I know you know these two movies.
I probably do.
I have mentioned it numerous times, and I cannot emphasize how strongly I do not like these movies.
Okay.
Battlefield Earth.
Oh, yes.
And Battleship.
Yep. And the great reason I don't have those on my list is I've never seen them.
Okay. I loathe those movies because of the amount of money they had to put into them, and they put out a piece of crap. Not only just a normal piece of crap, but a super duper big steaming turd pile of crap. In that right accent that you got to say with the brogue. And if I had the rars, I'd be rolling me rars in them. But it was crap. Crap, I say. Now, I'm sure some people liked it. Dead silence, because I don't know why. So, I throw those two out there as the absolutes.
Okay.
The third most disliked movie of mine is called The House of the Dead.
Yeah, I know that one.
It is the absolutely only movie. It has this very specific distinction of being the only movie I actually stood up in the theater and almost walked out. I have never done that to a movie ever.
So does it annoy you to know that they've got a part two to that?
I've seen the part two, and the part two was actually better.
Really?
Yes. And that part two came out, like, I don't know, 10 years ago? The only neat thing about House of the Dead was a particular... Wait a second. Actually, there's a fun fact that I may have to share about that movie. So let me just try and pull it up as I try and remember that thing. To go on it. The neatest thing that they did in that movie was a thing where the stop motion camera would do a whole 360 pan around. Person would jump up, they had a shotgun, they pull the chute, and then it comes up and it spins all around. Yes, U-Bowl was the director for this movie.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying to remember, I think one of the actors in this movie also was in something else later on in life, but I don't see it, so I'm going to ignore that. Uwe Boll, however he pronounces his name, the director of What the Hell Were You Doing? Because he's also directed two other movies on my worst list.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So, House of the Dead, number three. The rest of these are in no particular order.
Okay.
Independence Day Resurgence.
Okay.
Batman vs. Superman, Prawn of Justice.
Mm-hmm.
Snow White and the Huntsman.
Really? I thought we talked about that and you weren't too... You actually thought it was decent.
No. The Huntsman was Winter's War. That one was okay.
Oh, okay.
Snow White and the Huntsman is the one with Kirsten Stewart in it.
Yeah, the log.
The piece of wood walking across the screen. Yeah, that was a piece of crap. Bigfoot.
Okay.
Which is so sad because it had Danny Bonaducci in it.
Yeah.
And it should have been good. It was not. Fantastic Four from 2015.
Okay.
Steaming pile of crap. Crap. Pooey. And then the next category is actually the other Uwe Boll's movies, but it's actually like four movies.
Huh?
Blood Rain 1, 2, and 3, and Blubberella.
Wait, I thought Blubberella was the one that you howled at.
Oh, I howled at it. It's terrible. Oh, it's a horrible piece of shit. You cannot find this movie normally. I actually found it quite by accident in a liquidation bin for $1.
Now you want your dollar back, huh?
No, I actually... Okay, a dollar is about as much as that movie was worth.
Okay.
But I laughed my ass off on it because at the same time I watched Blood Rain 3, for which it is a shot-for-shot parody of.
Mm.
Okay, so dishonorable mentions include but are not limited to San Andreas, Pixels, Jupiter Ascending, Scorpion King 4, 3, and 2, It Follows, 300 Rise of an Empire, and half of Sucker Punch.
And only half of Sucker Punch?
Yes, because the vignettes in Sucker Punch are awesome. But the framing storyline that tries to contain it all?
Mm-hmm.
Pure crap.
Crap, you say?
Pure crap. Crap on a stick. Crap on a fire pit. Crap. But the vignettes, the little ones, the one where the girl is fighting the giant samurai statues, the one where they've got the Nazi zombies and the steampunk outfits going on, and the one with the robots, and the one with... there was a fourth one. Oh, the dragon. That was cool.
I know a couple of mine. I'm going to say you're going to be like, how did that not make my list? Okay.
Oh, I'm sure there's a lot more that I couldn't remember. I just... Whatever. But go ahead. Your worst movies.
Number one, Lady in the Water.
Eh, it was an okay take it or leave it movie for me.
It was garbage.
Okay, that's fine. Like I said, you liked a couple of the movies I mentioned, so go for it.
M. Night Shyamalan, I take it back. Yeah, I think he only had one decent one. Anyway.
Yes, Unbreakable.
Oh, well, didn't he do... No, he didn't do Sixth Sense, did he?
I don't remember.
Yeah, he did Unbreakable. That one was a good one.
So I would have put The Crappening in as well, but that would probably have just been an dishonorable mention.
That's in my list.
Oh, okay.
The Happening is in there. Poultrygeist.
You knew that was making the list. Oh, I know another movie in your list then, if you didn't like that one.
Yeah, if I watched this one, so if there's another one like it, you know I didn't watch it.
oh, no, you watched it. You've told me you've watched it, so...
You'll have to remind me after. Okay, Snore Justice.
Yeah, well, we agree with that one.
Yeah. Catwoman, the one with Halle Berry.
Crap, that one should be in my...
I told you.
dishonorable mentions.
The Wicker Man.
I didn't mind that one.
Okay, look, half the time I see that guy moving
around.
By the
way, which one?
The one with Nicolas Cage.
Okay, so the remake.
Yeah. Superman 4.
Mediocre.
Nah, that was garbage. I mean, I could handle all the others. Do you know that Christopher Reeves didn't want his kids to watch those? That's how he thought it was bad. So if Christopher Reeves thought it was bad... What are we thinking it's so good for? Okay, another one called Southland Tales. I don't know if you've watched this. This has got Dwayne Johnson in it, and it looked good. We found it in a dollar bin like you did with yours. Oh my God, what a piece of crap that was. Okay, we mentioned The Happening. Maximum Ride.
Not familiar with it.
Maximum Ride is based on a James Patterson book. Basically, these kids, I don't know if they're supposed to be angels, but they're got avian DNA crossed in them, so they can fly. Yeah. I'll just leave it as that.
Oh, so you like Splice then?
You know, I have yet to see that.
You probably would like that movie. I was mediocre on it.
I was told it was decent. I'm going to say decent because I don't know.
It's an okay time waster. It's not bad. It's just, it was like, meh.
Yeah. Judge Dredd.
The first one?
The one with Stallone.
Okay.
Now, I like the newer one.
Love the newer one.
Heck yeah. But the one with Stallone, it was like, dude, this is not, yeah, no. I just didn't get the comic out of it with that one. As much as you would think you should, you know?
Okay.
So, yeah. But I went with the 10 worst right there because I just thought... we both agreed on Snore Justice.
Yes. And I added 3 more to my dishonorable mentions as we were talking.
While I'm thinking of Snore Justice, have you seen a deeper preview to what's coming up with Justice League?
No, but I heard some really good news about the Justice League movie.
Yeah, I have too, and I'm
curious. He's not directing it.
Oh, yeah, that's one. But number two, they're going to do the Superman in the black outfit.
Okay.
You know the story, the comic book line, right?
Red Sun?
I don't know if that was off, based off the Red... Was that off the
Red Sun? Red Sun is a black outfit.
Yeah, it was one of the ones where he had to regen or something and ended up getting the black outfit and everybody saw him and it was kind of something like that. But, yeah, so...
Oh, no. Black outfit is not Red Sun. Red Sun did have a black and red outfit, but that might be something else then.
Yeah. Well, they're donning a whole new outfit, and everybody's like, wait, what? He died in the in this last one. Yeah. I'm not going anywhere else on it. I saw the previews, or some deeper previews on it. And
I'll have to dig those up.
Yeah, they're interesting. Lex, with his shaved head, still nuts. That dude playing Lex, I will give you, is a pretty decent Lex for being...
Oh, God. The same guy?
Yeah. For being...
I couldn't stand him.
Well, in that one, he was, like, just ornery. This, he's playing out crazy.
That's not Lex Luthor, though. Luthor is not crazy.
Wait until you hear the in the preview. You'll be like, no, that's crazy.
No, I'm sorry. I'm going to probably dislike it even more because he's not a good Lex Luthor. He would be a good Riddler or a good Joker, not Lex Luthor.
Affleck's not a good Batman either.
So, okay, just by the way, just because of the dishonorable mentions, I added three more, was The Happening, Catwoman, oh, and Daredevil Elektra.
Oh, I forgot about that one, yeah.
Exactly. So, well, speaking of Affleck. Affleck!
Exactly.
So, those were all of your worst movies?
Oh, heck no.
Oh, okay.
I mean, we could do, like, multiple shows if I went with worst movies.
Well, no, not me. I mean, I really can't say much about too many worst movies. Because bad movies, I tend to enjoy. Great movies, I love. But some of the really bad movies, I love them too. But these are the movies that I picked because they were disappointing, because they had the potential to hit something. They didn't. They didn't even come close to it.
We've argued the same thing with the Batman versus Superman. That had potential. They blew that. The only decent,
totally.
Only decent thing about it is Wonder Woman.
And the Batman fight scene at the end where he's saving Martha. Martha, oh. Martha, Martha.
Yep.
Okay, so, seeing as how you didn't pay attention to my instructions for homework last week, I'm now going to go into best TV shows.
Okay, what's the best?
Are you ready?
Yep.
You're going to agree with at least half of my top 10.
I'm already saying one of them I don't agree with, but I'll wait. Go ahead.
Okay. My absolute favorite show of all time is Babylon 5.
Okay, I can go with that one, yeah.
These are in no particular order. Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Yeah.
Westworld.
Oh, yes.
Love that show. I didn't think I was gonna, and this is really surprising me, is this year, like 2016, and then leading into 2017, has got more shows per capita that have made me happy to watch than ever before. So, this makes me happy. Game of Thrones. Absolutely loving it.
Haven't watched it yet.
What? I'm a little.
I'll get to it. I think too much things to watch. Come on now.
Dude, I'm a little surprised there. Okay. Walking Dead. Obs.
Did you see the commercial for that yet?
The Super Bowl commercial?
Yes.
Football's done. Yes. I shared that on my Facebook because I absolutely love that. That was like, yeah! And to play in the fucking Super Bowl? That was awesome!
Yes.
So, absolutely love that. Ash versus the Evil Dead.
Okay.
Love it. Lex, The Adventures in the Dark Zone.
You know, I still can't find that.
I'm not surprised. Penny Dreadful.
Yes.
Firefly.
Yes, yes.
Stranger Things.
And season 2 is coming.
Did you see the trailer for it?
Yes.
And Jack just mentioned one of the other ones that I have to put into my honorable mentions, because I completely forgot to include that. So, in the honorable mentions, because there are way too many shows that I have enjoyed, and I can't even remember them all, but these shows are in, that's a good question, Doctor Who, Blackadder, The Ghost of Motley Hall.
Oh, I forgot about that one, you know?
Uh-huh. Reboot. Reboot! Constantine.
Yes.
Battlestar Galactica.
Yes. Which one?
Both of them, actually.
Okay.
Alias.
Yes.
I absolutely love that show, even though it was corny as hell. And I don't even really remember what happened in the final season. Oh, and I forgot another one, so I'll just include that here as well.
Good point.
Dollhouse.
I loved Dollhouse.
Farscape.
Yes.
Preacher.
Yes.
Luke Cage.
Have you seen the new season of Preacher yet?
I haven't seen anything on it yet.
Okay.
Luke Cage.
Yes, yes.
Jessica Jones.
Yes.
Daredevil.
Yes. How did these not make your top 10?
It was a toss-up. They were on my top 10, then they got pushed out. Daredevil.
Yes.
The Expanse.
Yes.
Santa Clarita Diet.
I knew that was going to make
it. It was so close to being on the top 10. Stand Against Evil.
Okay.
Gotham.
No.
That's okay. You are entitled to your opinion. iZombie.
Okay.
And Once Upon a Time.
Really?
I enjoyed what I saw. I only saw season one of it so far.
Okay. Because I think I stopped watching two seasons ago because it just started getting corny.
Uh-huh.
It just wasn't worth to continue trying to watch.
Well, it's probably one of the reasons why I haven't gone back to watching the other four seasons, which I have on DVD, and just haven't watched, gotten around to cracking it.
Yeah. I have. Probably, let's put it this way. I've got the full seasons of True Blood, Lost, Roswell, Voltron, and Batman from 1960s to watch sitting over there.
See, I've got Wonder Woman.
And Vikings.
And
Wonder Woman. And there's about five other shows sitting over there I just haven't gotten around to watching yet.
See, and I like watching NCIS, CSI.
Yeah.
Up to a certain point. CSI was good up to a certain point.
I could never get into the cop shows. The cop shows, as soon as they get into it, it's like, you're doing what to what?
Okay.
You're getting the DNA sample report back in how quack?
Well, yeah.
No. That's just not possible.
Yeah.
And when I talk to cop friends about it, it's like, yeah, we laugh at that shit all the time.
Yeah, and I don't think about it. When I watch them, I don't think about, oh, they're actually getting them that fast. Obviously, time has to have passed.
Can you enhance the picture? It's on a 320K by 320K video grab. Can you enhance the picture? Yeah, sure. It'll take me a couple of minutes. Let me do this. Yeah, look, you can get a clear picture of this guy's face. It's like 1600 by 1600 pixel. No.
Yeah, no. Some of those is just like...
Just no.
Yeah. But for being the drama stuff to watch, yeah, sure.
See, I would also put those in my top mentions as well, Jack.
Outer Limits, yes. Yes, The Red Room.
Twilight Zone, both new and old. Outer Limits, both new and old series. I loved the new Outer Limits series when they did that.
Mm-hmm.
There were some great show stories on there. Twilight Zone. That book, it's how to eat. It's how to serve humans. Wait. Not to help them, but to feed them from them.
Ah. Oh, Sons of Anarchy, yes.
Never watched it.
See?
That one and Breaking Bad, I've never watched.
And, of course, Longmire, I guess, I don't know what they say.
Haven't watched that either.
And that's based on a book. Book series, believe it or not. So I've watched that. In fact, the final season should be coming out very soon.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, I mean, I think part of my thing is I like watching certain things that are based on books to help support the author or, you know, whatever.
I don't care about that shit. I just care about a good story in a TV show.
Unless it's your book that's getting turned into a movie, right?
If they turn any of my book stories concepts into a TV series or a movie, I will support it like a muffin fluffer.
I thought so.
Oh, yes. I will not doubt or decline or deny that is a possibility.
If only mine would do it, then you can support it like a muffin fluffer.
Futurama!
Ooh.
Forgot to include that.
Yeah.
And I would also say the Flash Gordon original series, too.
Okay. The black and white?
Yes.
Okay.
Because I loved those. Those were hilarious. Yeah, I'm sure I've got other shows that I could include on this list. Dexter, I saw season one. So I'd love to say I've seen all of it, but I haven't. It's on the list.
Oh, what was the new one? Travelers, I think, was the series that
You mentioned it. I haven't watched it yet.
Yes, that should have made my list.
Oh, another one on my list is Chuck.
Chuck, yeah. The one where he's...
Geek Squad. He's a super spy, but he's basically a geek guy.
Yes, I loved the entire series.
Absolutely every part of it, even including Stephen Baldwin's being in it. It's like, dude, they picked the right guy for that. Oh, and the Shannara Chronicles, which is kind of corny, but I liked it.
Have you seen the 100 yet?
No.
Okay. You can watch the first few seasons on Netflix, but I know they're like wrapping up the series here very soon.
Have you seen the 4400?
I started watching that. I just need to continue watching it.
Yeah, I don't know. Like I said, there's a lot of shows out there waiting for me to finish watching. Oh, hey, how about that show, Van Helsing?
Yes.
That one probably would go on my worst list if I actually watched any more of it.
I was just thinking that. What did I say? 2 episodes is all I watched?
I've only watched 1 episode of that. And it was enough to make me know, I don't really think so.
Oh, maybe it was the 1 episode. Because she wakes up and she goes to her apartment. They take her to her apartment, right?
No, she wakes up. They have a fight. There's a bunch of stuff going on. So she's on top of the roof and she says, yeah, we're going to go find and figure out what this is. And then that was the end of episode 1.
So then I did watch the 2nd episode. Okay. And that's as far as I got. Because I'm always, you know, okay, pilots of a TV series are not always the best. Now, they should be. That's the key point to grab the audience. But today, most of the companies say, okay, if you can put 6 in the can and give it to us, we'll put you on the air, whether it's garbage or not.
Yeah. Well, they just need to buy in Phil's time slots.
Yeah.
Which is why I love the way Netflix is doing things.
Yeah, they're watching the whole thing
before. It's like... They're saying, give us a good story. Chop it up into parts and make it work. How much money do you need for this? Great, let's tally and think what kind of return we can get on that. Okay, go for it. No, that one's not going to work. We're not going to give you $20 million to do a show that's going to get 10 people to watch. No.
Right.
You're going to give you $3 million to do a show that's going to get 10 million people to watch. Why? Because it's similar to this, and it really did well, and you've got all these people tied into it. Go for it. I mean, Netflix has said, what, they've got $6 billion committed to original programming over the next... The Tick! I forgot about The Tick. Original... Huh?
The newer one that's on Amazon?
Haven't watched that one yet, but no, the animated Tick and the live-action one that came out with Putty in it.
Okay.
I liked that one. That one was funny. It made me laugh in my laughing place. Netflix has got like this huge amount of capital that they're just throwing at shows and movies and original programming, and it's going to be... This is the way to go. I mean, you don't need to do it episodically over week by week by week by week by week to release the show, because people don't watch TV that way anymore. I mean, that's the thing for me. I gave up cable because I could not stand doing shows episodically. Yeah. It drives me up the wall and drives me bonkers every time. Bonkers! Every time I try, it's like, oh man, I gotta wait until next week for the next show. Yeah!
You know? Yes, it gets difficult to do, and most people's like, don't forget it, I'll just wait until they put it on Netflix or something.
Yeah, and I know more and more people that are doing it that way. Or I used to just wait until it was all on DVD, so it's like,
I'll watch it that way, because then I can watch it the way I want, and I don't have to watch it with anything going on.
Exactly. Yeah, that's me too. That's why most of the things that you say, have you watched yet? No, I'm waiting for it to be complete so I can watch the whole thing, just boom, right back to back.
Yeah, well, I can't live that way. Not completely. I have to see my stuff now! by the way, points of order. One, Walking Dead starts next weekend.
Next weekend?
Yeah! Tonight starts season 2 of The Expanse. Yeah! Tonight starts season 1, episode 1, of Legion, which I'm kind of semi-anticipatory to, slash, oh my god, I hope they don't screw it up.
Right.
So.
Alright, what's the homework?
Homework, I'm going to try and have a guest next week, so no homework for next week.
Woohoo!
But, for homework for next show, comic books.
Okay, best or worst?
Best.
Okay.
Or if you're really stuck on it, a mix. Best 5, worst 5, best 10, worst 10, whatever.
Okay.
Because I likes me some comic books.
We could do that.
Excellent. It's a good piece of information that Jack is throwing in the chat room there. I like it. I like it a lot. So... I'm just going to take a few minutes to go and say la-da-dee-la-da-da, la-da-dee-la-da-da. You should buy my book. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Put that money in the whatever it is so that I can take over the world and fix the world's problems. There's actually a little button down there at the bottom of the chat room that if you wanted to buy that book, you could buy that book. Separate and distinct, disparate and distinct by me, Bill Snyder. What you can't see is me grinning like a fool. But you can probably be inclined to understand I may or may not have pants on.
That was an image I didn't need.
That's me using my, I don't know what the hell laugh that was from.
That's like trying to imagine Robbie Wrist without pants on.
Who?
Robbie Wrist.
Who?
One of the guys on the spoon.
The what?
What's next?
Okay, so you know what? When I said don't bring a knife to a gunfight, the spoon and fork were implied. I read that somewhere today.
What about a spork?
No sporks. Sporks are evil.
Okay.
So, yes indeed, the spoon is coming up in about 1 minute or so, depending on whose clock you're listening to. Buy my book. Follow the Afterrot on the Facebook, on the Twitters, on the whatever else. I got to start branching into more social media crap. Follow me, ZombieZack/Bill Snyder, on the Facebooks, the Twitters, and whatever all else. By all means, tell me things. I love to hear things. Talk about stuff. I love it. I also wanted to mention that this is the 1 year anniversary of another podcast that I'm part of called the Great Lakes Horror Company. Where we talk about, it's from the Ontario chapter side of Horror Writers Association, where we talk about all kinds of different things about writing, the mechanics, and the elements of involved in horror writing, and being a horror author and stuff. Check that out. Also check out the anthology that we put out called Group Hexed, Volume 1. Volume 2 is coming out soon. EW, thanks for being on the show.
Yes, sir.
Everybody else in the chat room and all those other various streams of information gathering and data and sound and stuff, thanks for listening and have fun. And y'all have yourselves an after-rotten good time.
Of a big surprise, if you go down in the woods today, you better go in disguise. For every bear that ever there was will gather there for certain, because today's the day that teddy bears have their pick.